Hello, and welcome to episode 111 of the Convenient Counselor Podcast. My name is Brianna Leach. I'm a wife, a mom of three, and a licensed counselor. And this week, my self-care looks like time at the pool and sonic slushes. And I hope that you're taking time out of your week to care for yourself as well. And I am so thankful you're here listening today. The goal of this podcast is to give you a safe space to learn more about yourself and about mental health topics on your time. I say it every week, but this is no replacement for actual therapy, which I hope you're pursuing, but it is meant to be a supplement, and hopefully you walk away with something you can apply to your week ahead. If you clicked on this episode, you probably already saw the title, which is Practicing Vulnerability with Yourself. And I know what you're thinking. Well, I'm the only one hearing my own thoughts, so obviously I know my innermost thoughts, or I am totally vulnerable with myself. But are you? I feel like I say that phrase all the time in counseling. Okay, you say you're doing all this, but are you really? Are you really vulnerable with yourself? Being honest with yourself? Peeling back layers and sitting in the discomfort, maybe? More times than not, we are dismissive or obsessive with our thoughts, rather than just being real with it. As a thought pops in our head, you might say, oh, no, that's not me. Or you might say, oh, where's this coming from? What is happening? Where did that thought get planted? How did that get in there? Instead of just being real and saying, okay, this feels off. This feels new, different, whatever, fill in the blank. But that's being vulnerable with yourself. That's being real and recognizing who you are and how you truly feel in that moment. So what I want to do today is just give you some examples of self-vulnerability. That's not as common of a term as self-care, self-esteem, self-worth, but it's something that really takes practice to understand the benefit of and to even recognize if you're doing it already or if you've never done it and need to start doing it today. Before I jump into those examples, though, maybe you don't fully understand in your own life what it means to be vulnerable. From my understanding as a practitioner and even just as a person, vulnerability is being open to facing the really ugly emotions. Shame, fear, worthlessness. Do you face those on a regular basis? And are you honest with yourself about it? Do you have people that you practice vulnerability with, maybe externally, but then do you do it on the inside? I'm focusing today on the internal dialogue and maybe even writing or saying things out loud, but speaking only to yourself, not to your spouse, not to your kids, not to your friend group. But when you get to the root of it, not a lot of us like to practice vulnerability. Its dictionary definition, which I always love to give, is the quality or state of being exposed to the possibility of being attacked or harmed, either physically or emotionally. And that's exactly it. Being real and raw with yourself is, I'm going to take the good, bad, and ugly as well. But on the other side of that, I can tell you from helping people walk through their own vulnerability is healing and connection and power and so much love and care on the other side of that. So with that foundational definition in mind, let's jump into some examples. Maybe you struggle with jealousy. Maybe you see someone else and you think, oh wow, they've just got it all together. They've got this great life. How can you be vulnerable in that moment? How can you turn it inward and soften maybe your self-talk? Maybe self-vulnerability in that moment is accepting yourself where you're at, being gentle with your inner voice saying, I'm doing the best that I can. Good for them. My life looks different. Or maybe peeling back another layer and saying, why does that hit me so hard? What do I feel is lacking in my life? And is it realistic to make steps to change that? Am I sad that they have someone that they love and I don't? Am I sad that they went after their dream job and I didn't? Vulnerability takes it a step further, takes it a step deeper, and then being okay with your own responses, that it's not right or wrong. Not dismissing it, not saying, oh, I shouldn't be jealous, or obsessing over it that, how can I be like them? It's in that moment, what do I feel like I'm lacking? And where is that coming from? Just being vulnerable with yourself and then really amping up the gentle self-talk. Another example might be accepting help when offered. I don't know why, but this one is so hard for so many of us. Someone offers to help you with something, let's say it's a new season of life, or you're moving, or you've had a baby. Being vulnerable with yourself is accepting that help. It's saying, push that pride aside, Brianna. They are wanting to help me out. My mom always said growing up, never turn down a blessing because it blesses them as much as it does you. But being open to receiving help is a way to be vulnerable with yourself because you are stepping into that more personal level of, I can't do this by myself, or I don't know what I'm doing. Please help me, guide me, assist me. That's just another easy example that we probably face on a regular basis. You may have opportunities once a month, once a week, where people offer to help, or maybe even asking for help is that step of being vulnerable with yourself. You were taught to pull your bootstraps up and do it yourself, but deep down, you would love for someone to hold your hand for a little bit. I'm going to rapid fire a few of these so that you can just get an idea of different ways vulnerability with yourself can look. So another example is taking your time when you are doing something instead of rushing to meet someone else's deadline. Maybe you don't like being rushed and you want to really soak up the moment or soak up the process. And of course, there's exceptions to this with work deadlines and getting your kids somewhere. But maybe being vulnerable with yourself is admitting, I don't like to hurry the process. And I'm going to allow myself the space to enjoy it or to figure out my way as I go rather than someone else pushing from behind and making me move faster than the pace I want. Another example is listening to your inner voice, and not only listening to it, but respecting it. Another one that I've mentioned several times in the past, especially with parenting, cheering yourself on every little thing. Congratulating yourself, saying, way to go, way to get your kids to school this morning, way to pack those lunches, way to sign that sheet that they gave to you at the last second. Just recognizing growth and success on every level of it. Cheering yourself on. That just makes a deposit in your emotional bank of, hey, I see you, self. I see you trying your hardest. I see you wanting to do what's best for your family, and you're doing it. Great job. Again, our goal is to have a gentle inner voice that doesn't, you know, encourage negative behaviors, but gives a lot of grace when that happens. Gives a lot of grace when, at the heart of it, being vulnerable with yourself, you know your intentions. Only you can. Another one might be, if you're in a social situation and you don't want to participate, or you have the option to opt out, and that's what your inner voice is really saying, no, we need to rest. No, we need to go do whatever else. Listening to that inner voice, holding him or her in that moment and saying, who are we caring for here? Am I being vulnerable to myself, listening to my inner voice? And if I feel like I should say no to this commitment, then do it. Rather than being concerned about how it might reflect on your identity, whether it's maybe you're someone who thrives being busy, be vulnerable with yourself. Do you really thrive when you're busy? Or do you like the appearance of being busy because it distracts from other things that are really going on in the inside, or distracts from things you really need to deal with? I don't know the answer to that question, but being vulnerable with yourself and practicing that on a regular basis is where real growth happens. So I hope that those examples help you at least start the process of being aware of, am I being vulnerable with myself? Do I practice this on a regular basis? Am I gentle to myself and my self-talk? It's not always about saying no to things either. Sometimes your inner voice says, Yes, go for it. Yes, you can do this. And being vulnerable can peel away the doubt. Vulnerability with yourself is just another step towards really healthy self-awareness, healthy behaviors that will contribute to you fulfilling the potential you were created with. I used to always say at the beginning of the episode, if you woke up this morning, then you have a purpose. And I still fully believe that because each and every one of you listening right now has a purpose for your life. You were created by a loving God. Whether you believe that or not, I fully do. And you deserve the gift of vulnerability with yourself. If you have thoughts or opinions on this episode, I would love to hear from you. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with friends. And I so appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen. As always, you've got this, and I'm cheering you on. See you next time.